The UN Refugee Agency says about 5,000 refugees arrive in Kenya's remote Dadaab refugee camp every month. The camp is located some 80 kilometers from the border with Somalia. The Kenya-Somalia border has officially remained closed since early 2007, but UNHCR spokesman Ron Redmond says this has not stopped thousands of desperate people from coming.
Well, it's a fairly porous border. I mean, it's a very remote area, so it's not all that difficult to get across the border. And once they do get across the border, there are teams, mobile teams, which are able to reach them. There's a reception center where they're interviewed, and then they're taken to the camp. So it's not all that difficult for them to get across, aside from the official checkpoints.
Dadaab is one of the world's oldest, biggest, and most congested refugee camps. The UNHCR says the population is now more than 215,000. This is a 25% increase since the beginning of this year. It says most of the refugees arriving in Dadaab are from the Somali capital, Mogadishu, where the fighting is most intense. The UNHCR says Dadaab camp has twice as many people as it should have. It says the recent influx has worsened the overcrowding, and it is planning to build another camp to house newly arriving Somali refugees. Aid agencies described this week's fighting in Mogadishu as the worst since the beginning of the latest insurgency in February 2007. Redmond says at least 15,000 residents have fled their homes. He says almost half of the newly displaced civilians have moved to safer parts of Mogadishu. The others have fled toward the Somali town of Afgoi, which he says is already jammed with more than 300,000 internally displaced people.
The new wave of displacement in Mogadishu is worsening an already catastrophic situation in a war-torn country where more than 1 million people are displaced. Some 700,000 people fled Mogadishu last year alone, and we estimate that since the beginning of this year, another 160,000 were forced to leave the Somali capital. Our partners in the city say people are confused, traumatized, and fleeing in panic and despair. Many have no idea where to find shelter as they try to escape the massive and indiscriminate shelling and violence.
This upsurge of violence reportedly has killed some 200 people and wounded scores of civilians, including women and children. Redmond says the UNHCR fears the movement out of Mogadishu is likely to increase with the end of the month of Ramadan next week. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.